Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, there's been a lot of astronomical things going on in the Department of Astronomy at the University of Cape Town this week, as it's been the 80th birthday celebrations for a very august professor, Professor Brian Warner, who's been one of the grandees of astronomy. And so there's been a lot of speakers here, a lot of people coming to talk about his astronomical interest in his career, and it's been wonderful fun. And now one of the people here is Dr. Kerry Patterson. And the lovely thing about Dr. Kerry Patterson is that she went right the way through the university system at the University of Cape Town and is now out the other end as a professional astronomer. So I'm going to ask a few questions about her so far very, very interesting astronomical life. So good afternoon, Kerry.
Hi, Ketchell. It's great to be here.
Yes, because now you don't live in Cape Town anymore, do you?
No, so I actually live in Chicago at the moment. I have a postdoc there at Northwestern University.
Gosh, so you spent, how many years did you spend at the University of Cape Town?
About seven.
Yeah, because you were an undergraduate, you did your honours, master's, PhD, and there you are now in Chicago. And tell me, what's your postdoc about?
So my postdoc is the follow-up of gravitational waves. So we're looking for the electromagnetic signature of binary neutron star mergers.
Binary neutron star mergers. This is real science, folks, real science. Now, one of the things that happened to Kerry today was that she got woken up at 4 o'clock this morning with some alert from a telescope somewhere. This is what happens to astronomers, so tell us about it.
Yes, that's true. So a gravitational wave alert went out this morning at about 4 o'clock, and my phone rang, and then I was up making sure that the telescope would trigger and the data would come in and everything was looking okay.
And what sort of telescope is this? So there's a gravitational wave been detected by the Virgo and LIGO laser interferometers. These are not your traditional telescopes, and now you're following up that alert with observations. So tell us about what you're actually doing now.
Yes, so the observations that we do is optical telescopes. So these are basically really large cameras. So what you would normally have on your phone, but just really big on the end of a telescope so that you can see very far away.
And so these are going to point in the direction of where we think these gravitational waves came from. And they're looking for something mighty big exploding somewhere out there, hopefully very, very far away.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. We get a sky localization from the gravitational wave, which says something happened, something exciting happened, but it's in this area of the sky. And then we use the optical telescopes to basically take pictures of that area of the sky and try to look for the optical signature of that event.
Because you think of astronomy as being something sort of genteel and static, where the telescopes look at things and then do science from that. But actually, you're looking at things that happen right here, right now, and you've got to follow up right now because something has just gone off, sort of exploded out there. So it's very dynamic what you're doing, which is why you get woken up at 4 a.m.
Yes, that's true. There's very many different fields in astronomy, and some are the more static, but these ones, which is called what we call time domain, sometimes it's very important to get on target very quickly, because if you don't get on quick enough, you might miss the thing.
And how often do you get these alerts? I mean, are you there in the dentist chair and suddenly, you know, your phone goes off saying, you know, you've got to go and get onto the telescope quickly?
So it depends. Sometimes they do come through quite often, and sometimes there's a bit of a break, and it just happens when it happens. So if you happen to be in the dentist chair, hopefully somebody else can answer the phone for you.
So now, there you are, launched into your career now. You're in Chicago. Do you think you'll always retain ties with the Department of Astronomy here in Cape Town?
I think so. As you said in the beginning, I've come through UCT from undergrad all the way to my PhD. My supervisors are here, and it's really nice coming back and just visiting everybody and seeing how everyone's doing. And yeah, so I think I would definitely come back to visit.
And so do you think in 30-odd years' time there's going to be some huge retrospective of your career, just as there was with Professor Brian Warner this last 2 days, and we'll all be celebrating Dr. Kerry Patterson's extremely long career in some sort of gravitational wave detection? What do you think?
I'm not sure. Maybe, hopefully. There will be cake, though, let's just say that.
There will be cake. Well, I'm not sure I'll be around, and many of the Fan Music Radio listeners may not be around for that cake, but we wish you well in your continuing career. Dr. Kerry Patterson, thank you for telling us about what you do at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Thanks, Ketchell.
And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.